This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Tune into the best Tariana Olive and JYY. We're driving you all the way to work now. Tariana, the comedy festival's in full swing and here in Bris Vegas, and we're lucky enough to talk to one of the gentlemen who's on right now, Kevin Cropinieri. How you going, brother?
Hey, Dilly, my brother, good timing. I just done the maddest gunner, bro. Good timing, cuz. I'm from South Australia. My body's still reacting to the time up here, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you're one of a kind, brother. You're one of a kind. Now, Kev, how long have you been doing? How long have you been funny for, brother?
My family will tell you all my life, cuz, you know. My family will tell you all my life. But I've been doing comedy professionally for 14 years now.
Well, we're super excited to speak about the Brisbane Comedy Festival, but can we start with your mob and your country?
Deadly, my sister, good call. I'm a proud Ngarrindjeri. Ngarrindjeri, that's the name of my people, from the river, lower River Murray, Lakes and Coorong region in South Australia. So where the River Murray meets the sea, that's where I'm from. But so that old movie, Storm Boy.
Yep.
With David Garpool and that, that's my country there.
Beautiful, beautiful, brother. Now, you're up this way now, and excited to hear about, you doing your thing. You excited to be here in Brizzy?
Oh, brother, always good to come up here. I don't get up here as much as I should, you know, and I've been up here and I've done some gigs out there at the Mobba. Where's all that place? Far out. I've done performed out here for the mob a few times, but I don't get up here because, you know, being an SA boy, South Australian, it's always quick to get over to Victoria, but Brisbane's a little bit further, you know.
But
I travel all over Australia, bros, and I've had the pleasure of performing for mob everywhere, you know. And so I love coming to Brisbane. I love performing for the Murrays up here. And because you fellas, you Murrays are deadly. I love you.
We're a bit wild, bro.
I get a little bit confused because your mob took like your Noongars from WA. They talk different from us, SA Nungas and the Currys. And your Murrays, when I come up here, I didn't even know what a dot was until I come up this way. I don't know what a dot was, and I love you fellas for that, you know. But the thing is, too, that I'm always worried about you Murray, because I feel like sometimes you guys are lost. Because every time a Murray comes up this way and they meet me, they go, which way? And I say, I'm not from here.
You know what? We're still confused sometimes, lad. Sometimes we don't know what we're saying, but I'm glad you picked up on the dot thing, because you need to know that up here.
This little Murray from Toowoomba got me out. I want to take my belt off for him. You dropped your dot. I was looking around for it. What are you talking about?
You've lost it. Whereabouts are you doing you and your stuff, brother? Is it Fortitude Music Hall, the Tivoli, Brisbane Powerhouse? Whereabouts will you be performing?
I'll be at my show. So there's a couple of things. I was up here for the opening night gala.
Yep.
For the Brisbane Comedy Festival. So we just done that on Friday night at the Fortitude Music Hall.
Beautiful.
Amazing venue. About 1,100 people that night. It was deadly to be a part of the opening night gala, sharing the stage with all these deadly other comedians and getting our comedy out there, because I believe my comedy belongs to all us mob, you know what I mean? It's our deadly way. It's our deadly way. And our black fella comedy transcend states and all our Aboriginal countries, you know. And the mob, we get ourselves, so all good. But so on the 1st of August, I'm teaming up with the Aboriginal Comedy All Stars, and you know, we've only got a 700 seater, which is deadly, and I think we've only got like 200 seats left, so we've sold 500. We've sold over 500 tickets for the Aboriginal Comedy All Stars. And that's gonna sell out. That's not until the 1st of August. And come and see why we got 5-star reviews and sell out shows in Edinburgh, and 5-star international reviews and sold out in London, because we took our deadly way of comedy to the world, you know.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be good to be back here performing for mob. And get your tickets, man. I'll tell you what, we're selling like 30 to 40 tickets a day.
Wow.
200 left, so
only 200 left, man. And And the thing is that there's always that mad rush. So you got to get your tickets now, man. Get your tickets now.
You're lucky you don't have family up this way. You'd have none left by the time.
Oh, but you have no idea. I have done the Adelaide Fringe. And I don't even answer my social media. Tickets. So what do you think? I'm bloody Afterpay or something, you fellas.
You're the best.
We come up with that concept. Black fellas are Afterpay.
Afterpay, but it's called Never Pay.
We call it Pay After Cut.
I call it Never Pay in my family. We just don't pay back.
My favourite word for my family is no. and just walk the other way, you know.
Well, you've got shows personally August 4th, 5th, Friday the 6th, 7th, and Sunday the 8th of August. You can get your tickets at BrisbaneComedyFestival.com.au. There's that word again, dot, but we'll keep it out of there. We'll make sure we go see you, brother. Thanks so much for jumping on this morning.
Get along and see my solo show, and then I've got 5-star reviews, sold out season in Adelaide Fringe, and had great run in Melbourne at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Now I'm bringing my solo show, which is more about me and my story, and so you fellas may know Kevin Capingery, but come along to this show. I'll open up the door to how I grew up.
Well, there you go.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thanks so much for joining us, brother. Make sure you jump on there. That's a Brisbane Comedy Festival in full swing now. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Too deadly.
You're well.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.